بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث التاسع عن أم المؤمنين أم سلمة واسمها هند بن أبي أمية حذيفة المخزومية رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا خرج من بيته قال. This is the ninth hadith in this chapter of yaqeen and tawakkul, having full conviction on Allah Ta'ala in all the matters of deen, of Quran and hadith, and full trust on it. When it is full, then there is no room for trust on anything else besides that, and no conviction on anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. This is the 82nd hadith of the kitab and the 9th hadith of this chapter. In this hadith is narrated by Ummul Mu'mineen, Umm Salama, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That was what she was known by. Her full name is Hind, the daughter of Abu Umayya, Huzaifa al-Makhzumiyya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha wa anhum. She says that, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to leave the home. In other words, we are taught here this beautiful dua. When we leave home, we should recite this dua. This dua is Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah. That dua, we know we should read that. Whenever we leave home, read that, the great virtues in this dua. And then further, how beautiful our teachings of deen are. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من إني أعوذ بك أن أضل أو أضل. Oh Allah, I seek your protection and your refuge that I must guide, that I must guide, or that I am misguided. Somebody misguides me. Oh أضل, or that I slip. Oh أضل, or that somebody causes me to slip. O Azlim, O that I do wrong to anyone, I make zulm to anyone, O Uzlam, or that somebody makes zulm on me, that somebody wrongs me, O Ajhala, or that I be like an ignorant person, in other words, that I do something stupid and foolish, that I do something wrong, O Yujhala Alayya, or somebody acts in a stupid and foolish way to me. Some ignorant person comes and he acts in a stupid and foolish way to me. Hadithun Sahih. This is a correct hadith. So in this hadith we are taught this great benefit. And if we have this yaqeen, conviction, and we full trust on Allah, just by leaving home, we won't even think of any insurance policy. We won't really think even of permissible security things, though they are permissible and we can take the security measures. But this dua is all encompassing. And not only one dua, there are so many duas. And if we just read, as it is said, Al-Khayru Kathirun, there are many, many avenues and ways of good. But the pati wal-fa'iluhu qalilun, the doers of it are very few. Even to read one dua, if we all consider, even if we just read Bismillah when we left home, that also is so great when we step out of the house and we say Bismillah. But how many of us, usually when we leave home, we will be shouting and giving instructions, see that you do this, do that, all other things, but no connection with Allah Ta'ala. The same thing when we enter the house, there are duas also. But when we enter also, we start immediately with some shouting that you didn't do this, you didn't do that, or we bring some news, this happened, that happened. The first thing is the dua to be recited. And this is clear proof that Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 100% the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody else could have taught such a beautiful, comprehensive, all-including dua. And all the other duas also which come when we leave home. This dua also that we put, we leave in the name of Allah. To say Bismillah, if we are earnest to ourselves, we can think, even when we eat, how many of us read Bismillah before we eat? We will be talking of everything else. Just Bismillah alone is so great a dua. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. We are going out in the outside world, And especially now at Fajr time, we don't know what and what could be lurking outside for us. Even when we just step out of our house, we don't know who might be there to apprehend us. We step out of our out of the yard, and we outside also, accidents that happen, hijackings that take place, kidnappings that take place. If we read this dua, there is no doubt there is complete protection for us from all these things. And then the other details of the duas are also so beautiful. It should be, and it's not difficult to learn this dua. We should try and read this dua, and as a reminder, we can hang it by the door where we are leaving. But it isn't for the door to read or the wall. It is for us to read as a reminder if we use it. And we read this dua, then we will see what protection we have, what peace of mind we have, and we won't have to get involved in all so many other things, and especially haram things, insurance policies, etc. We won't need any of that. Our real trust and our insurance is with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us this yaqeen and conviction. And that is what we have to work for. And one of the most effective ways of developing the trust on Allah is to recite the kalima La ilaha illallah. If we just recite it 100 times a day, which will take us about 3 minutes or 2 or 3 minutes, but our yaqeen will increase all the time. And then we read these du'as with that conviction, and we will see for ourselves how much of serenity and peace we have within ourselves, and also what protection Allah gives us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.